You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
To you. It is the Gym Class here in KGYM. Thanks for joining us here as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass, and you, our listener out there, the most important part of the equation at 319-366-1600. That is our text line available to you again today. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Got a good show for you. A lot to chew on. Iowa women's basketball from last night. Last one into the transfer portal. Please turn out the lights. You got that to discuss. We'll take a look ahead to the National Football League weekend, championship weekend as far as the colleges are concerned, and the evil sideaway pick six. All that coming on Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at DePaco.com. As we get you ready for the weekend, the first weekend of the month of December here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. Mark in studio joining me today. How are you?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. Looking forward to the end of the week here and into the weekend for the conference championship games.
You're not in the portal, right?
I don't think anybody would take me anyway, but
my question is, do you have eligibility remaining? I don't believe you do.
No, that was a long time ago. I played 4 years and
so you're done. You don't have a COVID year. No COVID year back then.
No. We had other illnesses and maladies, but
COVID was not it.
It was not it.
No, it was not it.
Not that we know of.
319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in today on the text line as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Let's start off with which seems to be a very popular topic as far as college athletics, college football this week, and that is, what's the latest in the transfer portal, ladies and gentlemen? Spencer talked about this. Todd and Alex will talk about it as well. As Arlen Bruce going into the transfer portal, Gavin Williams going into the transfer portal for the University of Iowa before the bowl game, which will be coming up in a few weeks. We will know the bowl setup coming up on Sunday throughout the day. They'll announce the college football playoff and the New Year's Six prior to everything else, and then they really don't care about the rest of the bowls. They just kind of, you know, let the kitty out of the bag whenever the agreements and the arrangements are made. So sometime Sunday we will know where Iowa will go to play. A lot of speculation about Nashville and the Music City Bowl. We shall see. A lot depends on where Penn State lands. I think Penn State is going to land in a New Year's Six Bowl. And more than likely, that's going to move things around. Of course, if Ohio State lands somehow in the college football playoff, who knows how everything is going to play out.
Ohio State may benefit from not playing in the conference championship game. You got USC playing tonight against Utah in the Pac-12 championship game. I think TCU, Kansas State, maybe a bit of a toss-up. TCU's in the top four right now. So Ohio State could very well find its way into the Final Four without playing another game.
Or Alabama could find itself in there.
Yeah.
I'm one of those that thinks Alabama should be ahead of Ohio State. I thought they looked better in their two losses than Ohio State did in their loss.
Yeah, in the should game, Alabama could be unbeaten or one loss, but it also could have four losses. So that's a dangerous game to play. We'll see how it shakes out.
We've got Utah, USC, the Pac-12 championship game, and who knows how many more Pac-12 championship games there will be. We'll have it tonight for you Kickoff just past 7 o'clock right here on KGYM. Mm. After the Betfred Sportsbook Hour, that goes from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock here this evening. And a lot of eyes are going to be – this is – since we went to this version, I mean, we had the BCS for a while. Now we've had the college football rankings, the college football playoff. Since we've gone to that system, Mark, I think this is the most cut and dry this has ever been. Don't you believe? I believe it has been. I mean, TCU wins. They're undefeated. They're in. Michigan wins. They're in good shape. Georgia's in good shape either way. Mm-hmm. Would Michigan, even with a surprise loss to Purdue, be in your opinion?
Boy, that's a really good question. Because then Ohio State is in the mix, and we know what Michigan did against Ohio State. Maybe you bring Alabama into play. I don't know. 86-99, if Alabama moves ahead of Ohio State without playing a game, that would be a joke.
Well, Ohio State's not playing either. Right?
I think that's what the texter meant.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why not finalize this thing before the conference championship games? Just throwing a thought out.
Well, I think the conference championship games are overrated. It has hurt teams and conferences more than it has helped conferences and teams over the years. There have been a couple of exceptions in there, but I mean, I go back to Kansas State back in the day with Michael Bishop. Kansas State loses in the Big 12 championship game. They fall all the way to the Alamo Bowl and fall out of the BCS mm-hmm. back then. So, yeah, it makes you a gajillion dollars, but it can also hurt your conference and your teams as well. Thank you, 86.99. 319-366-1600 here on the gym class program at KGYM. Yeah, we have Pac-12 tonight, and then we will go tomorrow with three games. We got the Big 12 in the morning, and then the SEC in the afternoon, and then the Atlantic Coast Conference in the evening. I believe we're picking all those games coming up on the Emil Sideway Pick 6, correct?
That is correct, in addition to a couple others.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. We are not picking the game that is in progress right now between Akron and Buffalo. Buffalo wins, though. They go to 6-6. And that open and that gets another playoff spot in there. Would you like me to put, we can't get ESPN Plus on here, so you're out of luck if you want to see Akron and Buffalo right now.
I'm good.
North Texas, Texas San Antonio tonight, by the way, in the Conference USA championship game. Don't want to slight our good friends right there.
47-02 conference championship games are unnecessary and only there for the money if they don't have any significance. Why play them? With only four spots, it should be conference champions only.
They're not going away, 47-02. Am I wrong about this, Mark? They are not going away anytime soon. There's too much money involved.
For now.
I mean, the Big Ten's not going to have division, so you're going to see more often than not, you're going to see a rematch 1 week later of Ohio State and Michigan. Now, with the 12-team playoff, not really going to be of great significance, because if they're both 10-1 or 11-0 going into that game, the first game, the regular season game, then, you know, they're both going to make the college football playoff. I'd like to ask in 10 years down the line, how many people are going to be sick of Ohio State, Michigan playing back to back? Because it's going. Of those 10 years, Mark, first 10 years, how many times do you predict Ohio State, Michigan are going to play in the Big Ten championship game a week later?
Not that many.
I think it's going to be a lot.
You got USC, UCLA coming in?
I think it's going to be a lot.
2024?
I think it's going to be a lot.
It could be.
I think half the time at least it's going to be Ohio State, Michigan back-to-back.
I'm going to be interested Sunday and then beyond in terms of not only Iowa's opponent in a bowl game, but what the spread might be. I mean, you got Arlen Bruce leaving. You got Gavin Williams leaving, the third leading rusher. I'm not sure either.
Which I saw anybody could see that coming.
I think so, especially Arlen Harris Jr. visiting campus this week with the Stanford transfer, if he hops on board. We don't know about Spencer Petras yet, whether he's going to be available. You know, add one, subtract a couple. You get Cade McNamara out of Michigan, who lost his starting job and had a really good 2021 season, if people remember right, leading Michigan to the college football playoffs. And then Keegan Johnson, Arlen Bruce, Gavin Williams, so far. Doesn't Kirk Ferentz have to go into the portal for a couple receivers?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you got? You got Nico Reganey apparently is going to be back.
COVID year.
Brody Brecht, will he play two sports? Deontay Vines, I think, has a lot of upside. Beyond that, I don't know. Will freshmen have to contribute?
Freshmen are going to play next year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think you're going to see Alex Mota of Marion on the field next year. One of the two wide receivers are going to be coming in. There's a new walk-on, 6'4 walk-on announcement yesterday. He is coming in, but I agree with you. Iowa's got to hit the portal. Apparently they are looking at the portal and have their sights set on several wide receivers.
Is it more important to attack the portal for wide receivers or offensive linemen?
Well, it depends if the big man's coming. Would you agree?
That's a key component, no doubt.
And Davidkoff going to be back next year? Is he sticking around? As of right now, yes. That is correct. But you, in this day and age, you can never say never, right? You can't assume that somebody is going to be back. 319-366-1600 here in the Gym Class program at KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. LaShawn Williams, obviously his playing time is going to go up. Now, Gavin Williams was Iowa's third down back throughout the year. Had a lot of carries a year ago just as a regular down back, if you will, Mark. First and second down. He was exclusively a third down guy this year. Don't think that ever made him very happy, and obviously not since he is entering the transfer portal today. Now, the portal taketh and the portal giveth. Iowa gets a quarterback yesterday, and Cade McNamara. That broke last night, and he will have 2 years remaining to potentially be the starting quarterback for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Good stopgap, possibly. Now, what does Joey Labus do? Does he stick around? You got the May kid, who's only a freshman. He's going to be, what, the number three quarterback? Could be number two if something happens. Who knows? Spencer Petras, does he wait until after the... There are a lot of questions out there.
Petras is not coming back after Iowa landed in McNamara.
Oh, no, but I mean, yeah. Talking about the bowl game.
Yeah.
I mean, does he go into the portal before the bowl game, or does he wait until after the bowl game? I mean, it's so different nowadays. I mean, it's basically up in the air free agency to the highest bidder. I mean, is it so much going to a school that you believe you fit into or what you can get out of it?
As of a couple days ago, I think I read there were almost 400 players in the transfer portal. And it doesn't really open for undergraduates until Monday.
Correct.
You're going to see that skyrocket as well.
Quadruple.
Grad transfers can announce at any time.
Correct.
So it's going to be an enormous turnover in college football, as there has been in recent years.
Yeah. Few texts to get to here. We will talk about Tom Manning, 9049, and what happened at Iowa State today. John asks, why can't they play the Michigan-Ohio State game earlier in the season? John, that's sacrilege. Because it's the game. It will always be the last Saturday of November. I don't think that is ever, ever going to change. Ralph asking who we like tonight. We'll get to that in a little bit, Ralph. Stay tuned. That is one of the picks on the Emil's Hideaway pick six between Utah and USC. 9663 asking, Mark, can you explain how the transfer portal works? This Michigan quarterback wants to come to Iowa, or did we go after him? I don't understand it. Well, he is class-wise, I believe, a senior, correct? So he can declare into the portal at any time. Was there some talk between Iowa and Mr. McNamara? Wink, 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 wink. Only the parties know.
I don't know who expressed interest first, and maybe we'll find that out down the line. It doesn't matter that on Tuesday, I believe, Kirk Ferentz found out that Cade McNamara was going to be at Iowa. And if Ferentz was swift in pursuing McNamara, and I don't know that that was the case, maybe it was vice versa. McNamara, contacted Iowa. We don't know that, but...
Or saw the situation and...
Yeah.
Up close.
You have to wonder what's going through McNamara's mind when you're going to go to 130th ranked offense in the country. What kind of discussions are going on behind closed doors in terms of coaching changes, what have you? I don't know that there's any. But perhaps that entered into things as well. McNamara certainly saw an opportunity. And now you have Notre Dame's quarterback, Pine.
Yeah, which that surprised me. That shocked me.
Yeah.
Shocked me. Because what they're doing at Notre Dame now, not that it's big news. Notre Dame's always going to be a good player as far as the national landscape is concerned. But holy cow, did not see that one coming down the line. What is the Petrus injury that in effect makes Labus the starting quarterback for the bowl game? Well, we don't know yet. Petrus's injury was an arm injury, and he was in a sling. That's why he did not play in the last three quarters of the Nebraska game. So until we find out the extent of that injury, stand by. 8699 also says heard the Swarm NIL gained 200 members within 24 hours after the announcement. Well, it hasn't been 24 hours yet because that was, what, 6:15 last night or so? But I have heard through the grapevine that yes, the Swarm NIL is having a very good Friday today. Let's just say that. 9466. Will USC joining the Big Ten, does that throw off the Michigan Ohio State power dynamic? Yeah, I think they're going to be the number three player as far as the Big Ten is concerned. No doubt about that. Do you agree, Mark?
Yeah, I think USC is going to be player, if not UCLA as well.
Yeah.
Perhaps Wisconsin with Luke Fickell. And perhaps Matt Rhule with Nebraska.
Who knows? Who knows? And I have no idea what Nick Saban's itinerary is, 5835, if he's in Altoona today or not. No idea. No idea. Matt in Fairfax saying, I know the portal is the thing now, but what happened to kids growing and getting better from in-house competition? Sometimes feel like I didn't get my way immediately, so I'm going to pout and leave. Yes.
I know where you're coming from, Matt, but I suppose it's not unlike you're unhappy in a job. You don't see your opportunities out there, so you pursue something else.
But this is a lot quicker, I think.
It is a lot quicker.
A lot quicker. But I think those days are done. USC-UCLA will also be the game. I don't think we're going to see a lot of UCLA-USC back-to-back. And it is the game. No doubt about that. They'll enjoy that game because it will not require 5 hours or 6 or 7 hours of travel for the Bruins or the Trojans. As far as that game is concerned. And we may or may not, 5823, see coaching staff shake up in Iowa City. Who knows? But nothing is going to be talked about until after the bowl game.
Correct.
Speaking of coaching staff shakeups, Mark, that's exactly what we had in Ames today, as Matt Campbell did not waste any time as he announced that Tom Manning is going to be leaving the Iowa State staff as the offensive coordinator. The Iowa State offense was the subject of a lot of scrutiny toward the end of the season, both by the fans and others. And even though Tom Manning and Matt Campbell, a lot of ties, very good friends, et cetera, felt that a move needed to be made. Also, Iowa State will have a new strength and conditioning coach coming up for next year.
Yeah, Manning followed. He had two stints, actually, at Iowa State, and followed Matt Campbell from Toledo. And I told you earlier, it's funny how, you know, coach's stock goes down when you lose a Breece Hall, you lose a Brock Purdy, you lose a Charlie Kolar, you lose good offensive linemen. Those guys put together pretty good offenses. And now Iowa State struggled this year. Manning didn't fumble or throw an interception. So I thought it was somewhat curious, but it was bold by Matt Campbell, basically parting ways with a brother.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
They've known each other a long, long time. And I know what's going through the heads of Iowa fans right now. Family.
Listen, and I've talked about this with a ton of people. And fact is, there are a lot, and I mean a lot, of staffs around at many different levels that have close friends, relatives, yes, sons, yes, brothers-in-law. Okay, brothers-in-law, et cetera, that are on their staff. Seems to be very, very much publicized in our neck of the woods as far as Eastern Iowa is concerned. This is everywhere around the country. And it's tough when you have to make a move like that. It is not easy. Iowa is kind of the exception, and we've talked about this before. Iowa has kept staffs together for a long time. They've kept coordinators together. NFL teams basically change coordinators every 1 or 2 years. That's the way life is in professional
Belichick
football.
Does Belichick have a son on the staff?
I don't know. I'd have to check.
Steve Belichick, am I right about that? Or is
I'm
it with
not
somebody
a Patriots
else?
Fan, but they are all messed up about their offense from last night, too. But these things happen. We'll see. And it's not going to change, but it's tough when you have to make that. You know, we have to have that meeting as far as the office is concerned. 319-366-1600.
He's a linebackers coach for New England.
There you
Steve
go.
Steve Belichick.
Steve Belichick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Son.
I know Marty Schottenheimer had took so much heat for Kurt Schottenheimer and just was not warranted a lot of the time. But, you know, that's just the way it is as far as coaching staffs are concerned. 24-36. And all old Tom got shown the door after a few seasons of being all hat and no cattle. I'm not sure what that means, but there you go. And thank you very much, Ralph. We appreciate that. We need to get to Iowa women in North Carolina State from last night. We'll talk about that, but first we're going to throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Open at 4 o'clock. You can find them online at emilshideaway.com. Thanks to Jamie and Dave and the entire staff over there. We do appreciate everything they do for us.
Big game on Sunday with between the Bengals and Chiefs right now. Wide receiver Jamar Chase and running back Joe Mixon are questionable for the Bengals, but coaching staff says they're trending in the right direction. Looking forward to that game.
So am I.
Northern Iowa and Iowa State women's volleyball teams are in action this afternoon at the NCAA Volleyball Tournament. UNI is in Minneapolis. And Iowa State down in Florida as they open their campaigns in the NCAA tournament. And finally, Christian Pulisic has been cleared for the U.S. men's national team for their its game tomorrow against the Netherlands in the knockout round. You have to get up early to catch that one.
I'll be up early
for me.
I'll keep an ear on it. 93-18 sending this. Someone on social media put together the three division alignment as far as the Big Ten is concerned. The Big Ten has basically said they are not going to go to divisions. The divisions are going to go away.
Cyclone Tim at the tweet of the week.
Yes, Cyclone Tim text of the week. Just won the text of the week.
Anyone on the Rusty Nails being let go for quote-unquote lack of offense? Well, we have to look at our coordinator, Tim, and that's Scott. Scott's the team captain.
Got to make some tough decisions, you know.
I'm an ex-officio member of the Rusty Nails. I don't know. Turn it over to our coordinator.
It's way too early to make any snap judgments like that. We're all bowling right where we should be. Just depends on if the other team is up that night and bowls well. We're in fourth place out of 14.
It's like facing a good defense, huh?
Exactly. We cannot make snap judgment changes at this point of the season in early December. Just can't do that. But, Tim, you win text of the week.
The difference is there's no bowling portal.
Not yet. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program at KGYM. We're going to take a break. We'll get you a weather update. We'll come back and we'll talk about the Iowa women and North Carolina State from last night. We will also get ready for the Emil Sideaway pick six, so stay with us. More to come after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And clouds are going to continue to move in and temperatures will rise toward 50 degrees this afternoon, but it is going to be breezy, so it'll be feeling cooler out there. Later tonight, a cold front moves through and winds will be picking up as we head through this evening. We'll have wind gusts of 45 to 55 miles per hour, so you want to make sure you secure any loose holiday decorations outside. We will then have colder air moving in and temperatures drop down into the teens tonight. That's your latest Iowa News Now weather first forecast.
Now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code COON. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. You can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. With live betting, you'll get updated odds on games that have already started, and you get your winnings paid fast, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up today with promo code COON for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code KUHN. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Siegel's holiday savings start now. Our entire selection of designer, vintage, estate jewelry, bridal rings, watches, gold, and sterling are at 40 to 70% off retail savings. Tennis bracelets and diamond studs, both laboratory grown and mined, 50% off. No interest layaway and Synchrony financing available. Located one block south of Town and Country Shopping Center on First Avenue.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Remember how it felt to look up to the big guys?
Cool.
You can give a kid that feeling. Join the new Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Once a month, you and your little go to a sports-related group activity you both like. He finds somebody to look up to, and you get to be a hero.
Cool.
Sign up with your buddies so you can each get paired with a cool kid and enjoy activities together. Get in the game. Join the six-month Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters now. Get details at bigcr.org.
This summer, just say, what the fun, in a rugged, fuel-efficient Honda SUV. America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker. And have whatever fun you want. Camping, water skiing, a 12-game round-robin travel ball tournament crisscrossing the entire region. What the fun indeed. New Hondas are arriving daily, so get to your Central Midwest Honda dealer today. Honda gets the Midwest. Based on EPA estimate of model year 2020, large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy. 2021 EPA Automotive Trends Report, November 2021.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And welcome back to the gym class here at KGYM. A little baseball news for you here. On December the 2nd, a trade pending in Major League Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Seattle Mariners apparently getting together for a trade. Brewers are going to send Colton Wong to Seattle in exchange for Jesse Winker and infielder Abraham Toro, that according to MLB.com, and about just less than $2 million in cash is also going to go to Seattle. So Colton Wong will get out of the Midwest. He's been with Milwaukee and St. Louis throughout his career. Now he's going to be headed to play infield for the Mariners, apparently, as Milwaukee continues to kind of reinvent itself, the Brewers. We'll have to let Spencer know about that trade.
I think he's already on top of that.
Is he on it?
An interesting deal. No question. There's going to be more. The winter meeting's coming up, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And free agency will start popping up in a big way as well, as far as the Hot Stove League is concerned. Iowa State basketball coming up on Sunday. Good one in the Big 12 Big East Challenge, which got started last night with Creighton and Texas. Texas winning over Creighton over in Austin. But on Sunday, it'll be Iowa State and St. John's. And we'll have it for you right here on KGYM. It's brought to you in part by lifelong Cyclone fan Lisa Nolan at Lisa Nolan Realtor. And you can find out more by going to her website at lisanolanrealtor.com. Last night, the Iowa women dropped to 5-3. With a loss at home in the final game of, for a while anyway, as far as the Big Ten ACC Challenge is concerned, falling to North Carolina State at Carver, despite 45 from Caitlin Clark last night. But I think the bigger story was what was said after the game. Lisa Bluter said she's very, very disappointed, especially as far as the Iowa defense is concerned. Warnock called it a dull defensive performance last night. Iowa just looked a step slow, and that's kind of been the MO for this team going up against the tough games that they have had in the early portion of their non-conference schedule.
Yeah, Iowa started off pretty good, but it was that defense, and Lisa Bluter said she's quote-unquote very disgusted with the defensive effort. Pretty strong words from Lisa, but I see where she's coming from. You give up 90-some points, and Clark can score 75. True. But it's not going to do anything on the defensive end.
And North Carolina State's game plan was to basically take everybody else away. Let Caitlin Clark, I mean, she shot, what, 28 times?
Mm-hmm.
Even in the postgame, the NC State coach kind of chuckled about that. He said, keep shooting, honey. they decided to let her have her points and not let Monica Sinano touch the ball.
She only had 4 shots in the game. Very uncharacteristic. Kate Martin and others couldn't generally hit from the outside. And, you know, I was going to need those complimentary pieces, but first of all, it needs to figure out its defense.
And it needs to do it in a big way, not so much. I mean, Wisconsin, to start things off on the road coming up this weekend, Wisconsin's been very down as far as the Big Ten and women's basketball is concerned. You got to think Iowa should start off 1-0 as far as the Big Ten campaign is concerned. But then next Wednesday night, very athletic Iowa State team comes in with a 6'6 center who can go out on the perimeter as well with Soros. And it's going to be a big-time challenge, to say the least, for the Iowa women. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be in CyHawk week this year. It starts Sunday with the wrestling meet. That's going to be amazing. And if you missed our talk with Mark Ironside on Wednesday, go back and listen to it on our podcast, kgymradio.com. Then the Iowa State women's game on Wednesday night, and then the men's game coming up on Thursday night. Going to be a fun week because all three of those matches slash games are going to be really good.
They really are. In terms of the Iowa State women's game, North Carolina State was ranked 12th and beat Iowa by 13 on Iowa's home court. Iowa State is going to give Iowa all that and more, I think. But it's going to be an interesting matchup.
Going to be very, very interesting matchup. 319-366-1600. One text here before we get to a break. 7854 asking about UNI and the FCS playoffs. Yeah, we did talk about that yesterday. Mark Farley's comments, he was not very happy. Strength of schedule did not play into the committee's decisions this year. He was not happy. The rest of the Missouri Valley Football Conference was not very happy. Youngstown State did not make it with 7 wins. UNI did not make it despite a tough schedule with 6 wins. I don't think we're going to see the FCS expand from 24 anytime soon, but, you know, it's just kind of, if this was golf, you'd say rub of the green, Mark, because some years they take into consideration your schedule, and this year they did not.
Win more.
Simple. Simple way to take care of it. All right, we'll get the panel together. We'll come back and pick some games with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Elevate your swim game at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's newest destination. Featuring the best pool amphitheater in history, Stadium Swim. 3 levels, 6 pools, and a 143-foot diagonal screen. It's 365 days of fun in the sun with all sports, all seasons. Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Book the time of your life today at CircaLasVegas.com.
KGYM is an equal opportunity employer, and under FCC rules, any community organization that distributes information about employment opportunities or refers people to employers may ask to be notified about job vacancies at KGYM. If your organization would like notification of KGYM's job vacancies, contact Julie Hine. Email julie at kzia.com or write her at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Again, tonight we've got coverage of the Pac-12 championship game between USC and Utah. USC wins. That will solidify their place in the college football playoff. We'll have it for you. We'll join it up at 7 o'clock just ahead of the kickoff. And they're playing that one in the fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, I believe. Is that correct,
Mark? That's correct.
All right. We're going to pick that game coming up as the panel gets together. Dave is going to join us via the phone line. Spencer making his way in here as our Friday staple here on the Gym Class program. A KGYM gets ready to take off once again. It is the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Your chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. All you need to do is be one of the 4 callers. If you have been a caller over the last 3 weeks, we do ask you to please hold off. Allow some of our other great listeners to have a shot at it. You hit your wagon up to one of the fine prognosticators that we have assembled here in studio and on the phone. And whoever comes out on top is going to give their listener a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. It is that simple. It is that simple. We will let you know that Mark has won the last 2 weeks.
Do I get a do-over for going 1-5 while I was sick last week?
Yes. We said that you were sick. It really didn't
okay,
count.
All right, good.
So you were,
all right.
You were.
So I feel bad for whoever picked me because I was like, you know, 30% myself when I made those picks. Like, yeah, sure, we'll go with this.
So was Iowa.
Yeah, true.
Dave from Emil's Hideaway joining us. Good afternoon, Dave. How are you? Whoop, I got to do this first. I forgot to hit this. Now we're ready to go.
Hit
Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
I thought I had everything ready to go, but I didn't. That's on me.
I need you to forget.
I'm going into the portal. All right, Mark, I will hand the keys over to you.
All right, another week of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 at the end here. four listeners will get a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emo's. And as Scott mentioned, I did win last week. So I will select first, followed by Dave, then Spencer, then Scott. Then we get back around the horn. First game tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll have it here on KGYM. USC favored by 3 points against Utah. This is a one-point game, a one-point Utah victory. Earlier this year, Caleb Williams, the quarterback for USC, had a terrific game. 5 touchdown passes, but it wasn't enough. I think USC is a better football team now than then, but this one scares me. I'm gonna go with USC here. A lot on the line for the Trojans. Dave.
Southern Cal enters this game with 1 loss on Utah. In that game, the Utes went 75 yards in 15 plays, trailing 42-35 in the fourth quarter. Utah quarterback Cam Rising scored from 1 yard out with 48 seconds left in the game, and they decided to go for a 2-point conversion. Rising scored from 2 yards out, and Utah won 43-42. Since that game in October, the Utes have won 4 of 5 games, but had trouble with Washington State and lost to Oregon. In the meantime, Southern Cal has played some of its best football, and quarterback Caleb Williams seems to be the next Heisman Trophy winner. Since that October contest, Utah has not improved much, and the Trojans have Southern Cal with too much firepower. Give me Southern Cal to win and cover.
Spencer.
This was a tough one to pick. It was considering what Utah did in Salt Lake City. I think they got an edge on their home field last time.
Can't take the over.
I probably would if I could. But anyways, I think Utah got the bump being on their home field last time. And I think on a neutral site, I think Caleb Williams is gunning for that Heisman Trophy as well, along with this playoff berth. So I'll take the Trojans to fight on. Tonight.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yep.
I see what you did there. By the way, did Dave just give us his Heisman Trophy pick?
I think he did
in there. 3. I think USC is going to win this game, but I think Utah keeps it close. I will take those 3 points in the Utah Utes. Game 2.
Okay, Scott on an island in Vegas could be worse places.
Yes, there could be.
All right, game 2. Tulane, favored by 3.5 against UCF. I think I put USC on
I caught that, yeah.
But it is UCF, and this is at Tulane's home field, I believe, Dave.
Central Florida and Tulane averaged 34 points per game, but Tulane's defense was number 2 in the AAC, and they allowed only 182 passing yards per game, along with 11 interceptions. Central Florida beat Tulane on November 12th. Tulane's running back, Ty-Jay Spears, was injured in that game. Since then, he has rushed for at least 120 yards in 6 straight games and had more than 8 yards per carry in his last 4 games. The Green Wave were the nation's best 10-2 team against the spread this season. Their road win at Cincinnati was impressive against the league's top defense. They shut down the Bearcats' passing attack and are capable of doing the same to Central Florida. Give me Tulane to win and cover, giving the Green Wave their first conference title in program history.
Ooh.
Spencer.
UCF, after beating Tulane, went out and lost to a suspect Navy team and had to rally from a big deficit, or hold off, I should say. My brain still isn't working correctly. USF last week, a really poor USF team as well. I think Tulane's playing some really good football. They beat Cincinnati in their home field to get to this spot, so I'm going to roll with the Green Wave.
Scott.
Is it Scott in an Island week? There's not a whole lot of defense played in this league. I think this one's going to be a close one, too. I'll love that hook. Love the hook. I will take UCF and those 3.5 points.
You are not on an island. Dave made some excellent points, but I just think in a conference championship matchup, give me that half point. I think it's going to do us well, Scott. So I will take UCF plus 3.5. Now in the ACC championship game, Spencer, you're first up. This game will be in Charlotte, and Clemson favored by 7.5 against North Carolina.
Boy, normally if this was any other Clemson team, I would roll with the Tigers. But Clemson's quarterback play, DJ Uiagalelei, especially in that loss to South Carolina last week, he was atrocious. Their defense is banged up. Injuries up front and in the defensive secondary. I think in the end, Clemson will win, but Carolina's going to keep it close, so I'm gonna roll with the Tar Heels.
Scott.
Drake May, the best player you've never heard of in college football this year. Can I say that? I just did. I'm going to go with North Carolina. I'm throwing the 7. I will take those 7.5 points and take the Tar Heels. May not win, but going to keep it close.
Let's see, the game's in Charlotte. When I was covering Iowa State, Mack Brown is one of my favorite guys. I really root for him. But I just have a feeling Clemson's going to put it together in this game. God, somewhat reluctantly, I'm going to take Clemson and throw the 7.5. Dave.
Even with the problems of the last few games, North Carolina is still number one in the ACC in total offense, averaging 481 yards and 37 points per game. They are doing it without a lot of turnovers. Clemson, on the other hand, can't stop making mistakes. Their offense has turned the football over 15 times in the last 5 games. Give me the Tar Heels and the points.
All right, Charlotte's a wonderful place to be on an island.
Tiger Island.
All right, game four. And, Scott, you're up first. It is the SEC championship game in Atlanta, where Georgia is favored by 17 against LSU.
Huge number against Brian Kelly. And LSU coming off a loss, yes, they're out of the playoff hunt. Georgia's going to be in either way. And I just don't know how much motivation Georgia has. Obviously, they want to be the number one seed. They want to have the easiest path that you can have to a college football playoff championship game. I think Georgia wins this thing, but this seems to be a trend. I think LSU will keep it closer in 17. I will take the for Cajun Troy, I will take the Bayou Bengals.
Okay, I am up, and it does seem like a huge number. And looking across the landscape of college football experts on CBS Sports, are really split. Some like Georgia and giving the points. Others like the contrary. So I am really wrestling with this game. I think it is too many points. So I'm going to take Georgia.
Not so fast. Dave.
The 2022 version of Georgia is not as dominant as the team we saw last year that won the national title. That Georgia team had the best college defense I've ever seen. This year's model will just be one of the best defenses in the country. This team is not as good as last year's, but it is still the best team in the country, and it can still beat all comers. Give me Georgia to win a cover.
Spencer, don't put me in an island with Brian Kelly.
he's got his family there on that island.
A family.
This is tough for me. I think Georgia's the better team. I think they're going to win outright, but LSU's going to keep it close. I'll take the Tigers and the points.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I am back in the leadoff position with Game 5, this week's Emo's Hideaway Pick 6. This is in Arlington, Texas. TCU favored by 2.5 points against Kansas State. If you remember, Kansas State led TCU by 18 points in the regular season matchup, and TCU stormed back to win that game by 10. I think K-State is fully capable of giving TCU a good game, but I think TCU is in a prime position to make the playoffs, obviously. Max Duggan, I'm rooting for him, so I will go ahead and take TCU, but won't be surprised if K-State wins. Dave.
K-State's quarterbacks, Adrian Martinez and Will Howard, left that game with injuries, and a lot of TCU's comeback happened while their third-string quarterback was in the game. The Wildcats have gone 4-1 since that game, the lone loss coming to Texas. They have run roughshod over everyone else. TCU's offense had gone into neutral before putting up 62 last week against Iowa State. The Wildcats will go to the ground game to keep TCU's offense off the field, and TCU will likely do the same since Kansas State defense is better against the pass. Give me TCU to win and cover in a close, high-scoring game.
Spencer.
I'm not betting against the Hypno Toad. Give me the Frogs and the points.
I'm with you guys. It's a home game for TCU, and they've gone too much. I'm with Max Duggan all the way. Give me the Horned Frogs.
Last game in Indianapolis, a game that most folks thought Iowa would be in last week. Not so much. It's a matchup between Michigan and Purdue. The Wolverines, minus Cade McNamara. The Wolverines favored by 16.5.
Purdue.
And the tiebreaker is total number of points in Sunday's Chiefs and Bengals game. And Dave, you're batting leadoff.
I think Purdue will have to lead on what they do best, and Charlie Jones or tight end Payne Durham will have to go off in order for the Boilers to win this game. Michigan is 24-2 in their last 26 games. Michigan is a better team and can control both interior lines of scrimmage. But this is a classic letdown spot for Michigan following its huge win over Ohio State last week. That's a lot of points. Give me Purdue and the points to cover. And for tiebreaker, 56.
All right. Spencer.
I just think Michigan's too good. They probably would have done – they're probably going to win rather soundly no matter who represents the West. If Purdue's able to throw the ball up and down the field, I think they might have a shot. But give me Michigan. They're going to win. They're going to win big. And I'll go 63. Mahomes and Joey B have a shootout.
This is – you got Chuck Sizzle. You got a motivated Aiden O'Connell. You've got a great tight end. You've got all that for Purdue. Let me hear it for the Boilers. No! Michigan! Matt, the Michigan fan. Michigan wins big. I did my Pat McAfee there. Did you notice? Oh, and 59. 31-28 Chiefs.
I've thought Purdue all week, and I'm going to stick with Purdue. I just think even though the backups are very talented, and there's no Blake Corum for Michigan, I think last week may or may not have taken a lot out of the Wolverines in that victory over Ohio State. I think Michigan is supremely talented. Would not be surprised to see it do to Purdue what it did to Iowa last year. But I'm going to go ahead and take the points here and go with Purdue. And I like being in this last spot. I will take 55. Total. Sorry, hi. Dave.
Hi, Tyler Ryder. Great to have you back. Dave, appreciate it. Good luck, and we'll talk next week, man.
Thank you.
All right. 319-366-1600. We need four contestants. If you've been a contestant the last 3 weeks, please hold off. Otherwise, you're eligible. Again, 319-366-1600. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and if your picker has the best week, you will get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Gentlemen, best of luck in your picks this weekend.
To you as well.
And enjoy the conference championship games, which get started right here on KGYM tonight, as we will have the Pac-12 championship game at 7. They will actually kick it off just past 7 o'clock, so you will not miss a beat as far as that is concerned after the Betfred Sportsbook Hour from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. I'll be over at Kennedy tonight, Xavier Kennedy Girls, 7:15, CRM Live Sports. Guys, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here at KGYM. Have yourselves a great weekend, everybody.
Broadcasting from the Circus Sports Iowa studio.
This is KGYM-AM and KCIA HD3 and 4. Cedar Rapids. KGYM Sports Radio. The Gym
is Sports. I'm Kevin Winter. Championship weekend has arrived in college football. First of Power 5 championships comes tonight. Pac-12 championship in Las Vegas. Coverage on ESPN Radio begins 2 hours from now. They'll kick just a little bit after 8 Eastern this evening. Number 4, USC. Number 11, Utah. Winner is crowned Pac-12 champion. And for the Trojans,